my friend. This is the Minds Gym Podcast with Brandon Bickmore, your turbo lover. I want to sincerely thank you for listening. And the reason I started this podcast was to give back and let you know that if you are struggling with your thoughts and mental health, I promise you there is a way out, and that would be in, if you're willing to do the work. Please enjoy this episode. Hello, listeners. How are you today? Boy, what a day. I'm in the beautiful state of Utah. It's February 29th, 2024. How fortunate we are to be on this planet right now. I actually skied today for 3 or 4 hours up at Snowbird, Utah, and did my absolute best to just take it all in. We are so fortunate for those of us that live in this state. I can be skiing in about 15 minutes from my driveway if I go up Little Cottonwood Canyon. And up there today with a good friend of mine, Rodney, and boy, I was just taking it all in. The magnificent scenery, the immense, like, just the size of the mountains, the snow, the human beings. I've been skiing since about the age of 3 years old, thanks to my mom and dad getting me up there at a young age. And boy, it's just spectacular up there, especially now that I'm at the ripe young age of 52. To be able to take all that in and look back on the whole experience over the last 49 years of experiencing the mountains. And man alive, today was just an incredible day. It was sunny, a little bit windy, and the weather was just right. It was warm enough to where the snow had softened up a little bit. It hasn't snowed in a few days. And when I ski, I don't typically have AirPods in. I like to hear the noise of the snow on the skis when you stop, when you go. There's sometimes a squeak right before you get on the lift. You can hear the snow squeaking underneath your skis. It's fascinating. And then just be able to ride up with strangers, get to meet some new people. I always ask whoever I'm sitting with where they're from, you know, what they're doing here. How often do they come to Utah? Hopefully those of you listening from out of state don't come here and ski, because boy, these mountains and the canyons getting up there on snow days and on weekends, it's become a zoo. This used to be a little secret paradise here in Utah. I remember skiing as a child. I was probably 10 or 12 years old. I used to ski with my brother Curran quite a bit and all of his buddies, because he was into skiing more than my other two older brothers. And I remember skiing with him and his friends. And I did a pretty darn good job at 10 or 12 years old of keeping up with those guys. And when I look back, it was just beautiful being able to hang out with some older high school kids and be able to stay right on their tail. It was some of the most, you know, incredible memories that I had. But I was skiing today with my friend, and I was looking back, and I remember as a child, back again, I'd say 10 or 12 years old, and my mom had a hair salon, and I would call her up, or before she went to work, I would say, hey, I'd like to go skiing tomorrow, and she would typically give me a $10 bill. And as a child, I mostly skied at Solitude once I started going on my own. And so at Solitude, for $10, I'd get a $5 ski pass. I spent $3 or $4 for lunch. I could get a hot dog, a drink, and fries or chili for $4, maybe $3. And then I think it was $1 to get up the canyon on the bus, and it was $1 to get home. And that's if I went with some friends that weren't of age to drive yet. So, but if I went with my brother, I usually went with him and his buddies, it would save me $2. I skied a couple weeks ago up at Deer Valley. Went with a friend of mine, Greg Godfrey, and he had a buddy in from Hawaii. We went up to a ski-in, ski-out property on Deer Valley that their friends own. And we headed down, pulled into the house, got ready, you know, hopped on the little cat track, skied down to the lift area where you purchase your tickets. And I have a ski pass, an Icon ski pass that allows me to ski at several of the resorts here in Utah. A lot of the locals aren't a fan of this Icon pass, but I am. I'm a fan of everything. I do my best not to argue with reality and what is. So now that the canyons are crowded and ski resorts are crowded, I mostly ski on weekdays. And typically it's not a lot of waiting time. But anyways, we get down to the ticket booth and the older gentleman says, Greg slides his credit card in and says, hey, I'm going to ski for the day, and he doesn't ski much. And the guy says, that'll be $305 with tax. And I was like, you are kidding me. When I was a kid, it was $5 to buy a ski ticket. Fortunately for Greg, I had my Icon ski pass, and you get a discount. So I handed him my ski pass, and they're now offering 35% off if you take a friend to any of the resorts that are included on the Icon ski pass, and it ended up costing him about $185 to ski for the day. Then we stopped for lunch and had the famous Deer Valley chili. It's about $20 for chili and a drink. So he all in was $205 for the day. And I just sat and thought, wow, what has become of this world? It used to cost $5 a day to ski. Now it's $300. And so with that being said, I've just had time to contemplate and look back at the whole world and realize how fortunate I was as a young child. And it's pretty crazy to realize what's going on today in this day and age with inflation. And how in the world does a human being afford to enjoy these local mountains we have here in the state of Utah? And yes, there's several other things to do. You can hike. In the summer, we bike, hike. You know, you can enjoy the mountains for next to nothing other than the expense or the human energy it takes to pedal your bike up the canyon or hike up the canyon. But anyways, skiing today, I just was mentioning to Rodney, telling him about the costs and boy, how much things have changed. And inflation, that could be a really interesting podcast topic. What's happened and what's going on currently today. You know, the government, I think, kind of doesn't let you realize the actuality of the U.S. dollar. You know, 4 years ago, if you had, let's say, $100,000 in the bank, and after COVID, inflation has gone nuts, and I don't think the government actually tells us the exact numbers of what true inflation is, but just to put it in a little bit of perspective, and I'll talk to this another day, but that $100,000 today, you could probably only buy, with the homework I've done, $60,000 or $70,000 worth of product today. So the US dollar value has been decreased by about 30%, I'd say, in the last 4 to 5 years. And no wonder it costs $300 to go skiing now, because the value of the dollar's been crushed over the last 49 or 50 years and continues to get crushed. And so it's just crazy to consider what's going on here. And another topic for another day will be Bitcoin. I'm not a financial expert. I'm not a financial advisor, and I'm not here to give advice, but I will have a podcast on Bitcoin coming up soon. And boy, it's just absolutely beautiful technology. It's sound money. It's the people's money. It allows people around the entire planet and the world. Let's take, you know, South America, Mexico, China, Russia, Italy, Spain, over there in Europe, Africa. I read an article last week. It said that the Naira, which is the dollar in Africa or South Africa, in 2022 or 2023, I think it was last year, compared to the dollar, it's lost 50% of its value. If those people that own the Naira actually owned Bitcoin, their value of their Bitcoin would be $62,000 at today's pricing. It wouldn't have decreased 50% in 12 months. It creates an equal playing field for all human beings. I listened to Michael Saylor. He's an expert on Bitcoin and a Bitcoin maximalist, likely one of the most incredible human beings that exists, for one on the planet, for number two on Wall Street. He owns a company called MicroStrategy. He says if God were to make perfect money, he would create Bitcoin. And I'm just going to leave it right there. But if you guys are unsure, worried, scared, you think it's a scam, I did a real deep dive on Bitcoin in 2020. And it's some of the neatest technology that's ever come along, maybe next to the internet. And I even believe that it's better technology than maybe I'll see in the rest of my lifetime. Just something to consider. I don't know anything. I just have thoughts. But spend 10 hours, 20 hours. I have hundreds of hours of research into Bitcoin and the technology, and I'm yet to find a flaw. And I'm sure some of my friends and family think I'm nuts and I'm crazy, and maybe not. But when I believe in something and I trust something, I study something, I have one of those personalities that goes all in. So in the last 3 or 4 years, that's exactly what I've done. And thus far today, it's been worth the journey. So just something to consider. The main reason I'm on today is I promised you guys I'd do some short podcasts. And I want to thank you guys for listening to my long podcasts. hopefully you're getting some good value, some solid information, and you're educating your beautiful self. But today I wanted to chat about honest, open communication. And I'm pretty sure this podcast will be less than 30 minutes because it's just me talking to myself, which is what we do even when there's another human being in the room. I notice always when I'm talking, I listen to myself because I know that's the advice I need to succeed. So today, I'm going to talk to myself for another 15 or 20 minutes. And hopefully by me talking to me, it may lighten or freshen up your day, your mind, your thoughts, and your thinking. So my mom and I, Georgia, do a monthly meetup or a group, and we facilitate human beings with the work of Byron Katie. So we had group the other evening, and it was spectacular, as it always is. I can't think of a single group that has taken place that didn't impact me and everybody else in the room. It's pretty neat when a couple of human beings are willing to share and open up, give up their time and their knowledge and their wisdom to share with others that are struggling with their thoughts and thinking. And about 10 years ago, if you guys have listened to my podcast in the past, you know, I did a worksheet that completely shifted my entire world. And since that day, my thoughts won't let me stop sharing this message. So I'm going to share a little bit about our group the other evening. A gentleman showed up and was struggling with his child. One of his children was taking advantage of him and not respecting his property, his house, his time, and him as a human being. And what came out of that was some of the finest information for me, and I assumed for the group that was present. And one main thing that came out of that was learning how to respect self. Another thing that showed up along the way, which there's always some golden nuggets that show up during group that we share, but I mentioned honest, open communication. I can't tell you how crucial this is for your own freedom. I've had to learn this practice, and I've had to apply this practice to get what I want here on this planet. So, honest, open communication, I mentioned to this gentleman. You pretty much can solve any problem that's ever existed with another human being with those three words. It's that simple. Be honest, be open, and communicate. But when you shut down and you go into self-sabotage and self-beat-up, it typically doesn't solve the problem. So as we discuss the worksheet further and further down the process, what he realized and I realized is, communicating with friends, family, coworkers, mom, dad, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, neighbors, just be honest, be open. Don't be afraid of what the outcome's going to be, and just ask and mention and say what you want without any, without any justification. Just ask clearly and fearlessly and honestly what you want, or just share your feelings. Hey, this is what I need in this moment. This is how it makes me feel. When you behave that way, it puts me in the spin cycle. I go to the monkey mind. I'm stressed. I'm worried. I'm anxious. I'm scared. I shut down. I'll give you the silent treatment. And that never works. So if you can honestly open and communicate and share without being like arrogant or manipulative or angry, just it's all in the delivery. Sometimes when I speak with my daughters, my delivery is not as kind or as clear as it needs to be, but just sit down and, hey, can you just listen to me and let me talk for 1 or 2 minutes, and then I will allow you to respond. And then they respond, and you sit and listen without any story and just hear them. Take it all in. Listen from your heart. Get out of your head. Drop about 12 inches, as Byron Katie would say, and get in your heart and listen from that space. And then see what shows up. I mentioned to this gentleman that said, you know, how do we do that? Sometimes it's really beneficial if you have the time and the person you're discussing with is willing to have a mediator. It just keeps the mood really simple and balanced, and there's no need for like validation, and you can just sit there and just be. And if you're willing to do that, you'll be amazed what shows up and what you'll get in life. So my short for today is practice honest, open communication. And if you can do this, I can promise you, as I've practiced over the last 10 years, it'll honestly change your world and your outlook and completely change the experience you're having with your partner, coworker, family member, whoever it may be. And one thing I tell my kids all the time, and they're still learning this practice, is if you want something on this planet, this ties into the communication part, all you need to do is ask. Just ask. The worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to get a no. You're going to get a simple yes or a simple no. And the only way to get what you want on this planet is by asking. Ask for help. Ask for assistance. Ask for their wisdom. Human beings, one of their absolute favorite things to do is assist and help others. And by asking, you may get exactly what you want. Can you ask for $1 million? Maybe. Is it going to show up? Maybe not. Maybe you should ask that of yourself. Write it on your mirror at home. This is another practice that I'm going to share with you. If I have a goal or a thought in mind or something I want to achieve, I put it on my mirror. And it sits there for 6 or 12 months, sometimes 18 months. And typically everything I'm right on my mirror shows up eventually in my life. Because when I brush my teeth and I look in the mirror and I see what my goals are, and it reminds me of staying focused and staying true to what I want, it typically appears. I learned this from my brother Chase. He's been doing it for quite a long time, and he mentioned it to me 10 years ago or so, and that's another practice that you can adopt that may help you stay focused on your goals. So, a couple more thoughts. Consider your current problem or issue or stressor. What's monkey minding you right now? Consider that problem. Consider that individual. Consider that person. For one, I would suggest you sit down with a human being. That's a Byron Katie facilitator, wherever you are on the planet, and make them hold that space for you. Make them hold you accountable to your thoughts. This is really hard to do alone. And Byron Katie recommends you don't do worksheets alone until you're well educated in the process. And even then, it's always better to do it with somebody else because it's your ego that fills out the worksheet, and then the ego asks you the questions. And sometimes the ego will trick you into believing you can't find the solution. So if somebody else holds that space for you, that's where the meat and potatoes is in that process, is sitting with another human being and sharing your honest thoughts and feelings during the process. And during the group session the other evening, I think we were wrapping up, and I had a thought that appeared. And I just want to share that with you guys, and that will be the last thought that I share. Wherever you are right now, and you're listening to this podcast, I want you to consider this question. Right now, right this split second, what do you absolutely need right now? I'll ask the question again. Right now, sitting, standing, maybe you're at the gym, exercising, you got your AirPods in. Right now, what do you need? Consider that. Feel free to respond to my email, themindsgym@gmail.com, and tell me what your answers are. But right now, what do you need? And realize now is literally a nanosecond. Now it's gone. And now, it's gone. Now, gone. All that exists is now. So right now, what do you need? Right now. Right now and right now. That one hit me like a ton of bricks the other night. So I want you to consider that and let me know how that question hits you. Hopefully it hits you like it hit us the other night. I could have heard a pin drop when I asked that question during our group setting. Pretty fascinating. If there's only now, there's no future, there's no past, and there's now. Why do we need anything? Because right now, I'm okay. I'm completely safe. I'm being supported. I ate lunch today. I ate dinner before heading over to the podcast booth this evening. And you may say, what about the homeless individual? What do they need right now? They likely had a drink today. They likely had food. Maybe they went without food. But are they still okay right now? Maybe they're cold. Maybe they need a jacket. Maybe they're looking for a tent. But do they need anything right now? Process that one. Let me know what you find. One more thought came to mind that I'll leave you with. Consider any current problem, issue, stressor, whatever may be monkey minding you, consider that. And who would you be without that thought? And number two, who would you be without your thoughts? Really sit on that. Who would you be without your thoughts? Thanks for listening, and I'm going to share a couple items with you. I've got a skipropertiesutah.com. I want you to go visit skipropertiesutah.com. That's a website that we just put together. And if you are buying or selling a home in the state of Utah, check out that website. The MLS search should be integrated before this podcast goes live. You should be able to search any property in Utah, Park City, anywhere. We're specializing in ski in and ski out properties, and we have a 5-star service where if you're out of state, we'll pick you up from the airport, take you to your destination. Also, check out the podcast's main website, which is called themindsgym.com. Themindsgym.com. We still don't have our shop ready to be able to purchase t-shirts. It's taking quite a bit of time to get that figured out. But check it out. There's some neat information on there. It also gives you a way to reach out and ask me any questions or touch base. You can book me to speak, chat with your company, or you can reach out to me if you just simply want a facilitation on a worksheet. And then also, timelesshomesutah.com. My friend Paul Wolford and I are partners on that company, and we're doing remodels in the Sandy Draper, Salt Lake City area. We'd love to help you out. And one more thing that I'm doing, which you listeners may want to be interested in if you're looking to invest in something, I have a real estate fund that I'm currently setting up. We're just starting all the legal work. It'll take probably another 2 to 4 weeks, and hopefully get all the legal work done and wrapped up, and then another month or so, and we're going to start raising some funds. If you're looking to invest in real estate, I've got some absolute incredible ideas. I've been in the real estate industry and construction industry for about 25 years, and I think I've found a niche that's worth taking a look at. And I want to thank my buddy, friend, and talented human being. His name's Paul Wolford. He helped me put together these websites, and boy, is he a talented individual. Thanks, Paul, for all you do. I can't thank you enough for showing up in my life 5 years ago when I started doing this podcast. He was running the podcast booth over at the Goldman Sachs School in Sandy, Utah. And boy, it's been a pleasure to meet Paul, work with Paul, vacation with Paul, hang out with Paul, go to lunch with him. And he's been the guy that I needed to kind of push me to get a couple of these ideas of mine out into the world. My mind's always creating all these different business ideas, and decided to put 3 or 4 of them to work, and hopefully they stick. And with the help of you human beings and myself and Paul and everybody else involved, I think my future that doesn't exist looks pretty exciting, because all we have is now. So with that being said, friends, thanks for listening. If you need me, I'll show up. I'm just a phone call away, or maybe an email away. Have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful now. Who would you be without your thoughts? One of the most fascinating questions that ever existed on this universe. Really sit on that. Process that. Who would you be without your thoughts? And you know what? Take care of your lovely self, because that's all you got. I will be back soon. And by the way, got a couple incredible podcasts coming up. One with a friend of mine that woke up one day and couldn't move. And the other podcast coming up is an individual young lady that lost her daughter at the age of about 4. And the story is, it's mind-blowing. And she is courageous and willing enough to come and share, and I should be meeting with her in the next week or two. And if you guys have any guests you'd like me to sit with and have a conversation and interview, feel free to email me at themindsgym@gmail.com. And I look forward to sharing more wisdom with you soon. Peace and love. I want to thank you so much for listening, and there is an immense amount of effort that goes into this podcast. I would really appreciate it if you would subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Remember, if I survived my crazy mind and thoughts, so can you. If you're struggling, asking for help is a strength, not a weakness. Please follow us at The Minds Gym on Instagram and TikTok. Peace out for now from your friend, Brandon Bickmore, your turbo lover.